Allah is discussing a minhag that we no longer do today. Something that is very, I found this to be very interesting. Okay, if you look on the handout, I have a handout from a machzor. This machzor is not so old. This was my father's machzor. Okay, it's just one piece of paper. You just need it for a second. You can go on with someone. I only made a few handouts. This machzor is a standard machzor. This is the small machzor until Artsville came out. Everyone had this machzor.
That was
before. The Kolbo was already dating yourself. That's already before this.
That was printed
before the Kolbo. After the Kolbo, there was a very popular set of machzor. It was small. I don't even know. Everyone had this. It's very light. It was very light, very clear. It was extremely popular. And it wasn't, yeah. It wasn't so long ago.
I still have it.
It wasn't so long ago. I even used to use it sometimes. It's much easier to hold than the art scroll. After you use the art scroll, you get bored. Oh yeah, they have everything.
You don't have to turn every.
Turn the pages.
After every one, it has Kamel Gosha.
It's a very popular, and it has there something that the art scroll machzor does not have.
What is that?
Art scroll machzor, for some reason, took out something. No, not the Hiratzon. They have the Yeratzons? I don't know. I think they do have the Yeratzons.
Yeah, yeah.
They do have the Yeratzons. Look at the Makri. Look, we have the Brachas. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Mashiach, Kedushanu V'mitzvah Yitzvanu L'shmoya Kol Shoyecha. Okay. Then we have the Shechiyanu. And then it gives instructions here in Rashi Fan. Toiv L'tkoya B'tzad Yemin, Shol Piv. That's not necessarily true. Not everyone does that. I mean, that's what it says. I know some Bali Tekir, they both in the middle. They have a hard time. Not everyone is
below.
Not everyone is able to do it. So it says you're toiv litkoya, but not again. Not everyone will do that. But sad yamin shel piv v'gam piashef yelamal. Okay, it gives you instructions. I don't think the article gives you those instructions. And then it says tekiya. Who does this? This is the Makri. The Rav, Ravarevsky, you do the Makri?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't understand. What does it mean that yelamal or what? It's going to be like that.
I don't know, you're right, I don't know, whatever.
Sometimes the mouthpiece and it's more comfortable to point it down, but you have to make sure that the top of the shoulder is pointed up with your glove.
Okay, I don't know where these instructions came from. I don't know if in the Kolbo it had these instructions, if they took these instructions, probably. Okay, this is a modern machzor, it's very recent, they still sell it. I'm sure you can buy this today. So this is current. Tekiya, Shvarim, Tua, Tekiya. By the way, there is a chiddush here that there's a dot. I want to just point that out, whatever you do, you get yourself into trouble. A teeny little dot after Shvarim is controversial, because who says it should be two separate things? It should be Neshima Achas. But also, you should know, even there were customs where if you hold that it's the Neshvei Neshimais, the Makri would call out Shvarim,
and then Trua.
And then Trua. Yeah, there is such a custom. That's not an ideal custom because the amount of time it's going to take him to say the truth, it's going to be a hefsek. It's certainly not going to be the Neshima Achas, that's for sure. You're going to have to go wait for the Makri to say Trua. And even if you hold that no, if that's the way it's supposed to be. I mean, if that's what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to do. Okay, I hear the question. If it's meant to be like that, there is such a custom. No one does this. You never heard any Rav call Shvarim and then say Trua. It doesn't exist. It's problematic.
The guy blows and then he
Because we hold Shtei Neshimais just means a very small hefsek. You're going to be a significant hefsek. That's not called the Shvarim Trua. If you have a significant hefsek between the Shvarim, that's no good. Okay. But it's a chiddush is that there is even a dot. Because a dot indicates it's counted as 100, counted as two kolos, that's right. But the fact that there's a dot indicates, we had this discussion last week, is that it indicates that it's Shtei Neshimais. There's a Shvarim, and then you take a breath, or at least you pause for a second, and then you blow the Trua. That's not so simple. Because during these tequilas, according to everyone, the Shvibin is Shimachas, you should blow it continuously without any delay whatsoever. There should not be any pause. So that would seem to give you the wrong idea. Okay, but that's not the point. So you have a Shram Trua, Tekiya Shram Trua, Shrit Shram Trua, and then this is the topic of my discussion. What does it say afterwards? after it, tekiah shvarim tua, tekiah, there's a colon, and then what does it say?
Shin
bays. Shin bays. What does that mean? Shave?
Shofar blowing.
Can anyone here tell me what those two letters mean? Shave. Does anyone have any clue? Does anyone have any clue to what shin bays stand means? Shave. What?
Shofar return.
Maybe shin bays is not the
what?
Shofar batik. You put away the shofar.
Yeah? Shofar batik? That's what it means?
Yeah.
Shofar batik?
Yeah, you say the Yehirat song, you put away the shofar.
Shofar batik? Shofar batik? Yeah?
I don't know. What do you think it means?
This it appears from Rabbi Tezner, who's writing the, where I'm taking this from, he has a small chapter on this topic. It seems that this was a very big mystery. No one knows what this means. No one knows. And to the credit, to the least to the credit of the publisher of this edition of the Machzor, he at least put these two letters in them. He at least copied from the old Machzorim, Shof. Art scroll in all of their editions, Ashkenaz, Sfat, interlinear, only Hebrew, only English, Hebrew with English instructions, and so on and so forth, in Russian and French. In none of their editions do they have shin bays. Shin bays. Exactly. It's been lost from us what this means. What? No, they don't. To their credit, they don't. That's a mile. They don't know that. So what does this mean? So he has here, he actually traced this to some source of what it means. It used to be, in fact, you have to remember there are two different sets. There are 60 tekiyas. We have a total of 100, but the primary tekiyas are 30. Going back to what we learned last week. We only have to really blow how many tekiyas?
Nine.
The Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah 9. Tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah. Three times. Tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah. But what is a teruah? We're clueless. Is a teruah what we call a teruah? Is a teruah what we call a shvarim? Or maybe a teruah, what the Torah calls a teruah, is what we call a shvarim teruah. Because we do not know, so we blow what we call 30. We call 9, 9, and 18. We do all the different
9 and 12.
9 and 12, all the combinations for a total of 30, and we do this twice, before the Shemona Esrei, and after the Shemona Esrei. Well, we call the Tekiyas the Yeshiva, and the Kiyah the Amidu. Why do we do it twice? La'arve v'esas Satan. We do it twice to confuse the Satan, and we mentioned last week, we confused ourselves, we don't even know which one is the Ikar and which one is the Tafel. We do it now. Now here is, now what is it? So there he basically has two mahalchim as to why it says shave. One mahalch is, we want the Olam to know that these tekiyas are tekiyas de yeshiva.
Right.
Now, the problem is, when you blow the tekiyas, what position is the tzibur and is the Baal Tokeya? Everyone, at least our custom. Our custom, everyone is standing. Now you should be aware that he brings and cites a custom where the people in the audience are sitting. And the only one that's standing for these tekiyas is the Baal Tokeya and the Makri. Everyone else is sitting. Because Chazal called the tekiyas the yeshiva.
Right.
So the tekiyas the yeshiva, someone should be sitting. So who's sitting? The tzibur. I've got to go find and tell who sits. There is such a custom. What? So but here it means the makri would tell, part of his job, tekiyah, the makri would say, shave. Another word. They have to give the rabbi a bonus. He has another job to do. After he says the last tekiyah, he instructs the makri, shave. You also sit. Or he instructs the entire tzibur, everyone sit, shave. Everyone sits down and they say the yirat songs. Why? To show. Oh, someone fell down.
Okay.
Why? Why is it called? Why is it called? These are tekiyas to yeshiva. If you're not going to sit down, it's not going to be called tekiyas to yeshiva. We're being ma'arvev the satan. Being ma'arvev the satan demands that we make two. There are two different sets of tekiyas. Tekiyas to yam, tekiyas to yeshiva. You have to fulfill in some form and way tekiyas to yeshiva. So therefore, the makri told the tzibur and told the baal tekiyah, sit down. Shave, sit down. To that's why it's there. Now there's another.
So what if after the third one?
The third you don't need it. You're finished.
No.
Oh, very good. No. You're right. That's a very good question. So why then does it not say no? Excellent. You're being a very, because in all of the old machzorim, you're making an excellent point. It only has shave after the first two sets, according to this idea that the only purpose is that the people should sit down, so we should call tekiyas to yeshiva. It's a very good question. You should sit down again a third time to show. So therefore he has another reason, which is based upon the Taisus in Masechta Gittin, and he says something very interesting. He said, I was first let's illustrate the Taisus. Here's the question: what happens if you come to shul and there is no Levi? There's a Kohen but no Levi. We've all seen this. The Kohen gets another aliyah. Kohen gets the second aliyah. Now the problem is, when the Kohen gets the second aliyah, people may suspect that the Kohen is not a Kohen. Maybe the Kohen is really a Levi. You're putting yourself in a danger zone, because who normally gets the first aliyah? The Kohen. The second aliyah is given to the Levi. If people now see the Levi getting the aliyah, they might make a mistake and think that this person is not the Kohen, but instead is the Levi. So why is that not a problem? Because he made the brachos twice. The fact that this person made the brachos for the first aliyah, and he made the brachos for the second aliyah, so he said the brachos multiple times. So everyone knows he got two aliyahs. He's the Kohen, and there is no Levi, he's a Levi. I'm going to clarify for you this idea in one moment. The problem was more of a problem, Bisman, Tang Chazal, when the one who got Levi did not make a bracha. When you go to a typical minyan on a Monday morning, who made the first bracha? Asher Bochar Banu the Kohen. Did the Kohen make the second bracha? Asher, no. The Levi, did he make any brachas at all?
No.
Nothing. The Yisrael, did he make a bracha?
Sorry.
He only made the bracha achrona. So imagine you're living in the time of Chazal, and they call up the Kohen, and he makes the first bracha. And guess what? There's no Levi. So what happens? The Kohen just continues to stand there, and they read for him, Levi. So what's the problem? What's the problem with that? People are going to suspect. Give me one second. The daf was going to cover Rishon Shemikra Koyin Acher. Yesh Ksha Shiyam or Rishon Hopo Mushum Kachel. I mean, a Kiyam. It's not nikkur. This is what Taisus says. Taisus says you have a very big problem. In the time of Chazal, this is Taisus Masechta Gittin. In time of Chazal, when the Levi would not make a bracha for his aliyah, not before, not afterwards, how would it be nikkur that he is the same Kohen, that he's getting the aliyah twice? People are not going to be paying attention. They're just going to see. They're going to think because they don't hear his voice. That's the point. They don't hear his voice. They just heard to make a bracha, and then they. And then they see him there again. So Tosfos says what you have to do is he has to sit down, shave. He has to sit down for a few moments, go back to his seat, sit down for a few moments, and then come back and be called again and stand up and be called again.
You can call a different cut.
So then if you call another Kohen, that's worse. That's what Tosafot says. They're going to think that the other Kohen, they're going to think the other one is really a Levi. So you can't call that. You have to call the same one. But in order to show the Olam, and it's critical that the Olam, the Tzibah, should be aware that this Kohen is being called up again a second time because there is no Levi, in order to emphasize this, he has to sit down and then come back again. Yeah, what does it have in this Chabad
master? Says, Chabad says,
Belachash.
V'yizvade.
It doesn't say shave. Doesn't say shave.
It says,
also.
Yeah.
Doesn't say shave.
After the word shave, it says, V'yizvade.
What is the Yizvade? Because they would mock, but Lubavitch is mocked them not to say the Yizvade.
Mr. Rosenbaum, just in time. They knew how to get you. Okay, so this is what he says. This he quotes from a Sefer called, I've never heard of the Sefer. Sefer Nefesh Chaya. You ever heard of the Sefer? And it doesn't say who the author is? He says, that is why, it doesn't say who it is. Nefesh Chaya, Tov Kuf Peihei. I don't know what this is. That is why the Makri, listen to this, the Makri says to the Olam, and about sit down. In order to show that we have a suffix, you want to show the reason why we're blowing 30 koilos is not because it's the Ikar Hadin. The Ikar Hadin, you only are mechuyev to blow on Rosh Hashanah 9 sounds. Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. 3 times. Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah, Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah, Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. That's all you're supposed to blow. We do not know the translation of Teruah. We therefore have no choice but to blow what we call a trua, what we call a shvarim, and we call a shvarim trua. In order to show that we have a suffix, we do not know what we are doing, and we are confused, we follow what it says in Tosfos. Tosfos says, in order to make sure the Olam gets it, there should not be any confusion. We have the one, the Levi, go and sit down, and then he called up again, because that will make it clear to the Tzibur, that the reason why that we're calling it the exact same Kohen he was called before, and now he's been called again, we should not be in confusion. We want to make it very clear to the audience that the reason why we're blowing 30 koilos is not because the Torah wants us to blow 30 koilos. It's because the Torah wants us to blow 9 koilos. It's just that we do not know how to translate the nine koilos, so we do it. That explanation explains why shave is only after the first set and the second set, and not after the third set, because we're already finished.
Because you heard
the first, you heard the second, and now you sat down in between, now you heard the third, so you're done. You've done the 9 koilos 3 times, all the various forms. We sat down with a mafsik in the middle, in order to show, and while we sit down, you say vidli, whatever you want to say, so all the time you can say all these different things, tefillos, makashos, techinos, but it's a technique that was used by the Makri and by the Tzibur to hit home with them what is the Iker and what is the Tafel. See, that's a limud hamusar. The problem we have in our generation is we've all confused what are the Ikarim in life and what is Tafel. What are the important things in life? When you're coming to Rosh Hashanah, Simoni Milsa. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the first thing you do on Rosh Hashanah to usher in the new year is to blow shofar. If we don't even know what we're doing, we're blowing shofar, and everything is one big mishmash, and we blow 30 koilos because it just sounds good, and we don't know what the ik and what's the tafel, that's not a good omen for the coming year. We make it clear, the Torah only wants from us A, B, and C. 9 koilos. Unfortunately, we don't know what the word tshuah means, so we have no choice but to do different types of tshuahs, so we do it 3 sets for a grand total of 30, and we break it up with a shave. Relax. Sit down. Take a break. Say techinas. I find it fascinating. This is a minhag which, again, like you're not going to see this in all the new machzarim, it has been deleted, but in all of the old machzarim, these 2 little letters are here.
Yeah. They give you an instruction.
How far back does this go?
No.
From the earliest machzorim. From the time of the Gemara. Time of the Gemara, going back 2,000 years. I'll just read you one more thing from one he writes here. I'll read you the entire paragraph. Bim minhage varim misha. Worms. Okay, you have it with a shin, sometimes have it with a zayin. I'm assuming it's the same place. Varmiza, varmisha. I think it's the same place. Worms. Kasav zelashaynai. This is a sin. They have, you can buy a sin, so the safe. Zelashaynai. Hatoke oimed. The chol hakohol yoyeshev. Cain worms, that was the custom. In Germany, the only one that stood was the Baal Tokea. Everyone else sat down. Vitokea tekiya shvarim tura te gimel pamim. The hamakre. The makre, the rav. He makes a big point out of this. Not only would he say in little letters, he would shout, shave. He didn't say it quietly.
Why?
Well, let me read you what it says. He says, shout it. That's what it says. Let me read you what it says. He says, Tekiya, Sharm Tura, Tekiya. And he blows. And he probably says it very gently. Tekiya, Sharm Tura, Tekiya, jelly. And when he finishes the entire set, he screams, shave! Let me read you. The Kol Rama, the Hamakre, this is a quotation. This is a quotation from Minhage Varmiza. Okay, Minhage Varmiza, you'll never see this today. Yeah.
You're given the instruction before the shofar not to talk after the end of musaf.
Yeah.
Is your hero on a hefsek?
No, it's not a hefsek. It's not. And even you should know that they always announce, don't answer, Baruch Hu Baruch Shema for the brachas. You should know that's also Meikar Hadin, it's not a hefsek. He has a whole chapter on that. B'diavad, if you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema and they say the bracha, you also yaitza the brachas. Don't worry, you also yaitza. It's not the end of the world. No. What? No, we don't answer Baruch Hu V'ruch Shema. But if a person makes a mistake and he answers Baruch Hu V'ruch Shema, he's still Yotze the Brachas. Kiddush also. No, definitely not. Definitely not. Okay. V'hamakre lo, let me read you the paragraph. V'hamakre lo go'aro b'kol rom. He shouts. There's a quote from Minhage V'armiza. B'kol rom shave. V'yoyeshev hatokeya. Zmanut, he sits down for a short time. Then the oimed, then he stands up. The Baal Tokea, the oimer hatichinas hashayachem le tekiya sharam terua. He doesn't sit down and say the tichinas. He sits down and meditates, and then he gets up, and then he says the tichinas. Now, look, this is also very chiddush. He doesn't say tichinas for the past. He says tichinas for what he's going to say in the future, for the next set. Not like what we do. We say Tchina is for what we have just said. No, for the future. Hashayachem l'tekiya shvarim trua. Then v'tokeya tekiya shvarim trua gimel pamim. V'goro! And the Makri screams, he shouts, shave! V'yoyishev zman mut. He sits down, he takes a break. V'oimet! And then he gets, by the way, everyone in the audience is sitting the entire time in Varmiza. The only one that's going up and down is the Baal Tokea. It seems that the Makri is always standing. The people in the audience.
Who's he telling this? No one knows.
He's a big mystery. The Oimeid, the Oimer, Hatachinois, Hashayachim, Litkia, Truatkia. The Tokea, Tikia, Truatkia, Gimel Palmim, Ad Kan Lashainai. That is the end of the quotation from the Sefer, from Minhage, Sefer Minhage, Varmiza. Now he writes here, now I'm just writing what Rav Tezner writes, he says, take note, you don't say shave after the first set. After the third set, no more shave. V'achar say that tu'a tu'a lo hiskir shave. V'loy mevur, he just writes here, v'loy mevur, it's not clear why, madua hamakwe goyarbo. Why does he have to scream at him? Shave. V'loy oimer loy benachas. Why can he calmly say to him, Sheyeshev? Okay, the bottom line is, it's a big mystery.
It says the Baal Tokea sat down.
Okay, let's review. Let's review Sahakol. Don't forget, because it's very fascinating. In Yom Ha'achzom Achzom, it's not going to have this. You should write them a letter. What do they do to the poor sheikh? The old...
For Shvarim Tekiya, they put a dash connecting it.
Shvarim? They have a dash?
Yeah.
The dash? Okay, very interesting. That's also a chiddush. Why is there a dash? Here there's a dot. That's
the chiddush. The separation of dash is a connection.
Dot is it's very questionable why there's a dot. It's the neshim achas. It's misleading also to the Baal Makri that he's supposed to say it in one shot. But the old Machzor says shave. It's a mystery. It only says shave the first two times, not the last time. In Varmiza, they didn't just say it. The Makri doesn't just say it. It's not an instruction. It's part of the Makri's calling. And in Varmiza, they would scream it. We have two reasons, Sach HaKol. Either to show that these are the Tekiyas the Yeshiva. They're not the Tekiyas the Amida. You have to do two sets, or because we want to show the Oilam that the only reason why we're blowing 30, and now what it says in the Torah 9, is Mishum Sufik. Similar to we have, and at least some similarity, a small degree of similarity to a Gemetosis, Masech, the Gittin, with regard to calling up a coin for two Aliyas, the Oilam should take note, we're calling the same coin. No one should think that it's the first time he's being called up, and then, because they're not going to hear his voice, and then they're going to think that he's really a Levi, not a Kohen, in order to draw attention that we're doing something for a set reason, you're mafsik, and the way you're mafsik is you actually sit down. We're doing the same thing here to draw attention. People should have their priorities in order. Know what is the Iker, and what is the Tafel as we begin, enter into the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll stop here.